Mine is low again. No, never mind.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good. Try speaking your normal tone.
James, this is my normal tone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're good then.
Great.
What level is your mic on? Are they on the same level?
Mine's always a little bit lower than yours just because I project and you do not.
Well, I'm not trying to scream, but I mean, right now we're doing pretty well. Just me talking my normal tone.
I love that for us.
Okay, so let's see. We can't hear ourselves on the speaker, so that's good.
We love that for us.
For some small talk before we start, I did text my ex last night.
James, I told you, you should not text your ex.
It was pleasant. He may have read me, and a normal James probably would have had his feelings hurt, but we are
normal
mature
James. What do you mean normal James?
Well, not a normal James, a James back in the day.
What is the difference here in James versus in mature James versus normal James?
Some intensive therapy. It's pre-therapy and post-therapy, James.
I think that you...
That good old
I think that
intensive
you should
inpatient
definitely,
therapy.
Definitely not text your ex. Mostly because if I can't text mine, you can't text yours. And also,
who
I
said
have,
you
I
can't
have
text yours?
I mean, yeah, it's true. But also, my mic was muted, so I just had to turn it on.
Oh, well, it looked fine on the
Well, it catches it, I mean, because it catches it, but it just doesn't, it's not going to the board. So.
Oh, gotcha. Well, it was coming to this part right here, I guess, the way it's moved.
But yeah, if I can't text my ex, which I have considered doing because normally you are not allowed to text your ex. And this is why I said, literally, and I told you, text me if you're bored or lonely.
And
that's
I was
why
texting you and I stopped texting him while texting you and then...
You texted him after,
right? No, he texted me at like 3 a.m. and then I responded to him when I woke up.
Good lord. Lord.
Let me see. Yeah. Let's see what he said at 3 more. It was on the learns of James, you dumb idiot. Be worse.
Oh my god. Why?
Oh.
I think that's problematic. No, you just no. Like, just play like games with me instead.
Well, at some point, I'm pretty sure you fell asleep.
I mean, I did, but also like.
Let me see. I mean, it looks like the sound bars aren't decent.
I mean,
I don't know.
We're doing our best.
Yeah. I don't know, that's weird.
That is very weird.
Well, let me do a mic check. Mic check.
Mic check.
Yeah, I don't know, it's kind of...
Oh, she said good now. We're good now. Thank
okay.
you. We have confirmation that we're doing. I think it's because I have my mic muted,
we're good.
So...
Yeah, that's true.
It's probably because, you know, I'm a dumb...
Yeah, because, like, the sound bars on here look completely fine.
What do you mean by me?
Yeah, I guess. What's up, it's James.
It's Matt. And this is It's Hard.
Today we are on our third episode, and today we're going to play 50 Dirty Questions. It's Hard.
And we are going to try our best to display some censorship so
yeah.
that we don't get immediately removed from this booth.
Yeah, we do not want to break FCC guidelines or SIUE guidelines.
Both of which I am terrified of, and that James is not.
Listen, when you live life on the edge and you've already dealt with so much.
I'm just not good at being in trouble. I'm not good at...
You just take it gracefully and smile through it and just, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Better to ask for forgiveness than permission?
Yeah.
That's what I'm scared of.
Well, let me explain the rules. So we have like 50 questions we found from some website.
Thoughtcatalog.com.
Yes. Wait, that
Thank
sounds
you,
right.
Thoughtcatalog.
Yeah, thoughtcatalog.com, and it says 50 dirty questions that will turn you both on and make you want the S word.
Oh my god.
I guess I should have read the entire title before choosing these questions. But it's fine now. Too late. We're already on air. So anyway, there's 50 questions, and we're not obligated to answer all of them. We can plead the fifth, but that's what makes it fun.
I will be pleading the fifth as much as humanly possible.
I have no regrets, so if I plead the fifth, it must be a really bad question.
That's fair.
It could be incriminating.
Oh, God, James. No. All right, you want to start?
I guess. So the first question is, what's the most intense thought you've ever had about a total stranger?
I think my most intense thought would be that I want to get to know them alone.
That's not intense. Let me see if I can... The most intense thought, probably just, you know, sleeping with them.
Yeah, I think definitely, like, being attracted to them. And I mean, I don't know, like, I think going above and beyond, like, that means of attraction. Like, I definitely have that idea that I want to go up and flirt with them and get them to come home with me.
Yeah, maybe that, or, like, I think one time I was like, wow, this man has a lot of muscles. I want him to just lift me up and take me to town.
Carry you all the way the 5 miles to town.
Yep. I mean, I don't really have, I don't have a vivid imagination. I'm just a doer, so that question's kind of hard.
I'm a very intensely, like, thought-provoking person, so, like, when it comes to, like, talking or, like, being intimate with somebody, mm-hmm. I'm very much okay with saying anything and everything that I'm interested in. So I think for me, like, it's such a hard question to kind of, like, pare down. But I think, like, yeah, the most intense I've ever is just I want to be with that person. Like, I just want to, like, time to go home. You're coming with me. Grab the hand. We're going.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, number two.
Do you want me to read it?
You go for it.
Okay. Do you prefer sex at night, in the morning, mid-afternoon, or now?
Now, no.
Oh, no, Matt.
No. I definitely think for me it would be in the, I would say mid-afternoon or night.
First of all, you're on campus mid-afternoon.
Well, there are things I'd always rather be doing than being on campus, James.
That's fair. I would probably say at night or, like, in the morning. Not during, like, my busy hours, my office hours, so you can say.
I don't know. Like, in the morning, like, I'm just not, like, a real person in the morning. I'm not a morning person. So I feel like for me, like, doing anything extra in the morning, like, is not for me.
I mean, but usually most people are most aroused in the morning.
I mean, that's fair. But at the same time, doesn't mean I have to act on it in the morning.
Fair, but it's convenient when you do so.
I mean, that's true. And I'm not saying that it's like it's never occurred in the morning, but at the same time, I just prefer, you know, if I've gone out and I've had a good time and we're enjoying each other's company, I would just much rather do it at night.
Okay, that's fair. Would you like to read the next one?
I will. Number three, what's your favorite way to be seduced?
By giving me money.
James!
I mean, not for, like, reasons above. I just like money, spending stuff, you know, take me on a date.
Yeah. Maybe you should say that, take me on a date. Just get to know me, not
give me money.
I think, yeah, I think romance is a really good, like, means of seduction for me. It just
means you're kind and you actually care.
Wait, I want to feel wanted. You know, like, I have to be in a very specific mood to just be like, you know what, let's just cut to the chase and let's just do the deed. No, like, I want to feel like you're working for it. Like, I want you to, like, feel like it's not just something I'm going to give up to.
I mean, sometimes you have to just get the deed done, though.
Okay, if I'm with somebody, that's the case, then that's fine. But if it's a random stranger, I'm not going to just be like, let's just, you know, hit it and quit it and be done.
I mean, that's what you do in a hookup, I guess.
I'm not that person, James.
You're not that type of girl.
You know I'm not that person.
That's fair.
You are the resident expert.
That's why our dynamic works. We're two very different people.
I'm so much more conservative than James.
You are. It's the way you were raised, probably.
It's definitely true. It's the way I was raised.
No tea, no shade.
Okay. Moving on to number four. What is the most intense fantasy you've had at work?
Clocking out? No. I don't know. Usually when I'm at work, I'm like, wow.
That's a pretty good fantasy. I'm not going to lie.
I'd rather be anywhere but here. So I don't think I've ever had, like, an intense fantasy at work. I mean,
okay, I will say I do have one. When I used to work at a hospital, I used to work in an ER, I'm not going to lie. Like, I definitely have those, like, you know, Grey's Anatomy intense fantasies about, you know, hooking up with a doctor in an on-call room. I mean,
in a place where people could be dying, Matt.
It didn't stop the people in Grey's Anatomy, but okay, I don't think it'll stop me.
That was fictional. That was Shonda Rhimes fantasy.
Thank you, Shonda. Shonda Land, nobody knowing what it's talking about. No,
she
for real.
Really do.
That's, you know, it's an intense setting. You have so much adrenaline pumping anyway that it just kind of, like, primes you and puts you in the mood.
I guess. Well, okay, so for our fifth question, how would you dominate your boss sexually if given the chance? Well, my boss is a woman, so that's not happening. Next question.
I'm pleading the fifth on that one. I would say let's just pass that question.
Yeah, I didn't proofread that one, but
James,
anyway, my boss is a woman.
You gotta censor this material.
Okay, you can read the next question since I failed at that.
Okay. What do you do, number six, what do you do when you get in the mood in public?
Nothing. Well, if I'm with
nothing.
Someone.
Nothing.
When I'm whipped.
Nothing, James. Nothing.
Okay, yep. We'll just say nothing then.
James, I don't want to know. I don't think anyone wants to know. We're going to gloss over. We're going to gloss over that one. Number seven. James, do you want to take number seven?
Yes. Have you ever policed yourself in a public restroom?
You want to go?
I can simple this down to a simple yes. I will not go into details, though.
Fair enough. I will also answer yes.
Next question. Matt?
Okay. Number eight. What is the strangest thing that has come to mind while...
touching yourself.
Yeah. While touching yourself.
Honestly, I always have this thought because, like, I grew up sort of religious. I would be like, I wonder if God's watching right now.
You know what's funny? When I was younger, when I was growing up, I went to an all Catholic, like a very private Catholic, like the Regina George of private schools, Catholic school, mm-hmm. like the richest one in the area. And when I, you know, when you get to that age of like puberty, like they just kind of gloss over the idea of like sex in general. So for me, what happened was, that we were in class one time and this kid raised his hand and it was like that one troublesome kid. His name also happened to be Matt. It's not me.
It's not Matt, y'all.
And he asked the nun, because our teacher, it was in our religion class, so it was a nun that was teaching. And he asked her, he raised his hand and was like, oh, so like God's always watching us, right? And she was like, yes, that's exactly the point. God is always watching. And he goes, so is God watching us when we have sex? And she just kind of stared
at
him.
That kid was ahead of his time.
Because the answer was yes. But she's also like, I think God sometimes turns the other way.
What grade was this?
I think we were in seventh grade.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're about 13.
I guess the prime age of sexual maturity.
I was going to say, we're 13, so maybe not high, like the height of puberty. So, I mean, it makes sense. But it was, I just always think about that. So that's what, I don't think about that, but it's just like a recurring thought I have sometimes of like, God, I wonder what happened to him.
Yeah.
I never heard
from
you again,
so. So, next question, number nine. What's the strangest prop you use to please yourself?
Nothing, actually. Truthfully, nothing.
Yeah, I could say the same. I mean, once again, money. I love money.
I mean, getting paid is pretty intoxicating.
Every other Thursday, I'm like, hey.
Do you remember the first time you ever felt aroused? Yes. Maybe?
Yeah, I think I do, actually.
What was your memory?
It was by myself.
Oh, God.
In James. My grandparents' house.
James!
They were asleep. I was watching SpongeBob. I definitely remember. That's a very vivid now that I keep talking about it.
Is it SpongeBob, James?
Well, I wasn't aroused by SpongeBob. It just happened to be on.
I think it was something through channels. And it was back when like we had like Showtime channels.
Oh.
And I think it was like after dark, and I think I accidentally hit a channel that I probably shouldn't have, or that my parents probably didn't want me to see.
You should have put that parental control on.
See, my parents had no idea how to do any of that kind of crap. Like, they're not the most technologically advanced people, so like everything was free range.
That's fair.
And I think I accidentally like hit a channel that I probably shouldn't have, and I think that's what happened.
Was it straight or gay?
It was straight.
Oh, maybe it scared you so much and now you're gay. No, I'm just
my mother would love that answer.
Maybe
no.
She'd just make you watch gay porn until you got traumatized, I guess.
Okay, moving on to number 12.
Yeah. No, we're on 11.
Oh, 11? Oh, yeah, 11. Who gave you your first experience?
Wow.
I'm not going to answer that. I'm going to plead the fifth on that one, just because I don't like to...
I think I know the answer, but I won't say it.
I'm sure you do know the answer. We'll call him R.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking. But let's just go back to episode one when I said I've had many relationships and encounters. So due to that fact alone, I do not remember. So, yeah. Tell me.
You know, honestly, sometimes that's for the best. Although my experience was not bad. So, I mean, I'm not hating on it. I hate the person now, but...
Yeah. I've also had experiences with that person.
Okay, moving on to number 12. Stop it, James. Do you remember what the first height of the experience was like?
No, I really don't. Like, my memory just fades. I mean, I think at some point you just do it so often. It's just routine, I guess.
That's true. I feel like for me, my first time, the first time I ever experienced anything like that, I enjoyed it obviously enough that I didn't turn me away from it. So, sorry, Mom.
That's fair. How many times have you pled the fifth?
I don't know, probably like 2-3 times
I
maybe.
see, we're only on 12. You've already done it twice.
Well, I'm sorry. Some things I like to keep to myself. If we had our own setup and I could say whatever I wanted to and I didn't have guidelines to follow, I probably would say a lot more,
That's
but
valid.
I'm trying to be respectful.
We'll look for a
that's our intent, is to
home recording quit kit.
We will, honestly, hey, if you guys are looking to get us anything for Christmas, I mean, a home recording kit would be nice. Nice setup.
So we have no regrets.
So moving on to number 13, James?
Yes. Have you ever had intercourse with someone whose name you never knew?
No.
Really? I was
Yes.
about to say absolutely. Like when you
No.
use Grindr and have like hookup, sometimes you don't ask their name. You just see what they look like, what they're working with, and then boom.
No.
There's been
No.
many times, I can probably say over like 30 or 40, where
Oh
I
my
don't know their
God.
names.
Poor.
Yes.
No, I have never. No. I mean, I respect you for that, but no, I couldn't do that just because for me it's a safety thing. I'm just like, I need to know who
That's fair.
I need to know what I'm dealing with.
I have like my friends look at my location. I like give them updates saying like I'm still alive and all that. But like
Oh my
honestly,
gosh,
it's kind
no.
of better not knowing their name because if you're not liking it, you ain't gotta hit them up. You just block them,
I
call it
mean,
a
that's
day.
fair, but I think also my thing for me is like I sometimes I crave that emotional like connection with somebody if I'm being
See,
intimate with them, so I need to know their name.
I guess I used to be like that, and then once men hurt you ever so often, you're just like, you know what? F them. Let's deal with it, and
Let's
then you're
just stop
just,
asking names.
yeah.
I mean, that's completely fair. But I think we'll move on to number 14. What is your favorite thing about a quickie?
How quick it is and convenient, and it can just be done
Convenience.
anywhere.
Convenience. Oh, more
Yeah.
so convenience. Convenience factor is the number one there.
That's true. Like, you can do it in a car.
What is the most daring thing that you have ever done in relation to the
Okay,
experience?
as I said, most daring thing, I jumped off a two-story apartment building roof, but
That's a different kind of
yes,
daring,
okay, let's talk
James.
about that type of daring. Ooh. I don't know how to word this, but let's just say I did something
Oh no,
with
what's
my
up?
partner, with
Please
other
no.
people in the car.
Let's just stop there.
Yes, that's all I was going to say.
Mine's just going to be a one. Mine's going to be office space, office setting, and I'm gonna leave it at that.
Okay, yeah, I
I
can get
think.
that one.
Yeah, up to interpretation on your own
Yeah,
front.
use the imagination.
Exactly, because I'm gonna be doing
Number
it for you.
16. Have you ever fantasized about having relations with someone who leads you, perhaps a boss, a professor?
No, all my professors have been women. Not all. Majority of any of like my teachers that I've had, I mean, especially going to like a private school, they were all like nuns or teachers, so no.
I would also say no because I ain't that nasty.
I'm glad you have some boundaries,
Yes, I
James.
have some boundaries. They're hard to find, but we got them. Number 17. Do you ever mentally strip strangers just for kicks?
Yes.
I don't know. Like
Question
I said,
mark?
I don't have that imagination to do so. So I'll look at their face or like their muscle. I'm like, yeah,
I feel
cute.
like there's always that person, and I feel like I've definitely had conversations with other people about this before. You always see that one person that you just know that they are the like total package, like they have everything that you're looking for. Like you just get that vibe, for me at
Yeah, I
least,
was like, for
for
you, I would
me
not
at
be so
least.
much.
Yes, and at that point, like it just does it on its own. I really don't have to do much more after that. It's
Yeah.
just, you know.
The process is, are they a man? Then yes. And then it's like, are they cute? Yes. And then I'd be like, do they want to hook up? And then that's the process.
Oh, I think, and then moving on to number 18, piggybacking off of that question, after you have, mentally stripped them, would you then imagine all the things that you would like to share an experience with them?
I wouldn't necessarily say imagine, but I'll try my darndest to get it done.
I mean, I think for me, like imagining in detail what the experience of them would then be like, which is a better way of phrasing that,
Yeah.
I think. I feel like, yeah, once you've done it, like, it just kind of just piggybacks off of it. I don't think you can really help it at that point, especially if you're considering it or you're thinking about it. I think it just kind of happens.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So, moving on to number 19.
I'll read number 19. Have you ever kissed someone of the same sex?
Yes.
I have never, Matt. Surprise, surprise.
You know what, to be honest, James, if you said that to me, I would not, like, part of me would be like, you know what?
I mean, I've kissed people of all. Listen, the other day when we had our Friendsgiving and we were all partying,
yeah,
I had kissed my friend that who we'll call A, and she was a girl.
That's fair. Hey, yeah. When I was in high school still, I had a girlfriend for 3 years. So,
I used to date girls. My longest relationship was with a girl.
Mine too.
It was like two and a half years.
I like to say that it's also like probably still the most stable relationship I've ever been in.
Honestly.
She's awesome.
Men are problematic, but yeah, I've kissed girls and guys, so.
Yeah. So definitely yes on both fronts for both of us. Yeah. On that question. Mm-hmm. Sex, yes.
Number 20. What inspires you to make the first move?
Alcohol?
Yeah, I guess. Always being, like, inebriated or intoxicated, you know, that will...
I think being out of my right mind or my resting mindset, I think, is what keeps me from it. Because I'm just very, like, to myself a lot.
Okay, but besides that, if you're, like, sober, what inspires you to do that?
For me, I think it's if I'm really, like, if I get, like, a feeling that I just feel like it'll work out in my favor, which sometimes happens, I will definitely, like, be upfront. I'll make the first move. I'm a very blunt and honest person to begin with, so I really don't have much of a problem connecting with someone on that front or just being very honest of what I think of them. I have no problem going up to someone and being like, you know what? I think that your entire outfit is very well put together. I think you look really good right now.
That's nice. I wouldn't say for myself. Like, in person, maybe. I don't know. Like, in person, I'm not that bold, but, like, over, like, hookup apps, I'm just like, hey, I'm pretty confident in my body. I'll, like, send a photo. I'll say, hey, come over, living my best life. So, I mean, I usually, honestly, being lonely inspires me to make the first move.
Oh, that's so sad.
Well, not, okay, lonely in, like, a very loose sense, like, I'm not lonely, but, like, sometimes
looking
I
for
just
attention.
Want, yeah, attention.
Looking for attention.
That was my bio on Grindr for a bit. Honestly, just looking for attention.
Oh, man. Lord. All right, fair enough, though. Moving on. Number 21. In your opinion, what does it mean to have a good experience? What does it mean to really enjoy your partner's company on their front? So what does it mean for them to be good?
They don't piss me off. And they please me, I guess. They know how to satisfy my needs. Other than that, I'm not that picky. As long as they make me happy and they're happy.
I was going to say, long as I'm enjoying myself, I mean, that's it. Like, you know, if I'm not enjoying myself, it's pretty obvious for me, so I think that's pretty cut and dry.
I'm just reading some.
You're leading down the list of questions. Yeah,
yeah.
The thing about this is that James didn't really look at all of the questions whenever he printed this out.
I read the first two.
He read the first two and then just printed them out and handed me a sheet.
Yep. Okay, so number 22. Have you ever cheated on a boyfriend or girlfriend because you just couldn't help yourself?
No, I do not think that's ever an excuse. And I'm really looking at James's expression right now. I will tell you that I'm probably going to hear a different answer from him. And like he said, you can't be a homewrecker if you were invited into the house, but on my...
They were in an open relationship, so they did that, but I mean, personally,
but if it's
cheating.
Open, though, that's not... Is that cheating, though? It's not cheating on
that. No, I'm not considering that. I'm still saying, I will plead the fifth on this question.
Oh, there we go. See, in my case, I will say no, I don't think it's ever right to cheat on your significant other. If you're not happy...
It was more like a cheating game, because, like, they cheat, and I was like, I'll cheat that.
This is not freaking tennis. You don't have to return the serve, James. Like,
sure you do.
No. For me, though. You are your own person.
I don't cheat just on the norm, like, oh, look at him, they're going to cheat. But, like, it was, like, more of a payback.
See, but that's the thing, though. I don't like that in context of you just couldn't help yourself. You can always help yourself.
That's fair. I mean, we're broken up now for really good reasons. But
it's fair. But I feel like, yeah, because you just, quote-unquote, couldn't help yourself, I just feel like that's just
not... It's not like an urge where I'm just so aroused where I'm like, I have to
be
with this person.
You always
right now.
Know what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
You're
and
conscious
I think,
of
and
it.
At the end of the day, like, if you're not happy, just don't be with them anymore. Just leave. Because at that end, you're just, like, someone's going to end up getting hurt, and it's really not worth it.
Yeah.
So, that's my thought.
But I know that me being hurt the most, so.
And what did you get out of that? But I
intensive therapy.
intensive therapy. You know what? That solves all problems.
Honestly.
Okay, moving on to number 13. But I am going to
First of all, we are on 23.
I just said 23.
You said 13.
23. And me, yes, 23. But I will, I'm just going to say, I will mark down the fact that you did plead the fifth in the last one.
Oh, compared to the one. No, I answered it in the end.
Well, that's, you know what? You said plead the fifth first, so I'm like, I'm counting it.
Okay, I'm still winning.
All right, number 23, James, you can read that one.
Have you ever pushed the boundaries of fidelity to the brink and then retreated just for the rush? What the heck is it asking? Oh, yeah, yeah, I got you, got you.
Okay, I was going to say, do I don't know how to explain.
I had to, like, reread it in my mind and...
Your mind's eye.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that, James?
No, Matt, you answer first.
Considering my answer to my last one, no. Just because I don't like to lead people on.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I can be a tease and good fun, but like, I couldn't do that.
Well, most times, I will say I've absolutely done this, but like, I never acted upon it, so like... I've always been told I was a very, like, flirtatious person, even though when I was in a relationship, and I was like, no, I mean, I don't get it, so I mean, yeah, I used to flirt with people, say, like, lead them on, be very, like, flirtatious, and then
no.
I'd be like, I have a boyfriend, sir, even though they knew that already, so, like, we were all just being boo-boo the fool.
See, the minute I find out that, like, there is an additional person in the equation, I have to retreat, like, I just can't, like, that's just not fair.
Yeah.
I'm very big on being fair. You need to be fair. If you're going to be with somebody, you need to be fair to that person. I cannot condone.
That's true. You need to be fair and loyal. I will say, like, I'm a loyal person. I just act upon some dumb intuitions some point in my life, many times, honestly.
Yeah, see, and that's fair. I just, yeah, for me on that, like, I just, it's a no-go for me.
And that's fair.
It's a no for me, dog. Right, moving on to number 24. What is your go-to fantasy to please yourself?
Like I said, for like the eighth time, I don't have much of an imagination, so I mean, I don't really have a fantasy. No, shut up. No, I don't really have a fantasy. It's more just like watching a film.
Watching a film.
Yep.
That's fair. I think many people use that means.
Yeah.
That HBO special that I saw as a kid, that same one.
I have another, like, someone, I think it was on Showtime, or what was that show, Penn and Teller? Whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, they were on some show. There was, like, one part where they just had a bunch of naked men line up, and they were just, and I was, I didn't know what it was for, but I just remember seeing that, and I was like, wow.
I'm gay.
Maybe, I don't know.
James's moment of clarity for everybody.
Honestly.
Okay, so that was number 24. Moving on to number 25. Almost halfway done.
Oh, yeah, look at us go. 25. What kind of film turns you on?
The gay kind?
I mean, yes. Would you like to go more into detail?
No.
Okay.
I think one that I feel like I can connect with, I think, is what I'm most interested in. Because if I can't identify with it,
yeah.
it's really not.
I mean, I get that too. Like, whatever I can identify or like imagine myself in the situation in, I guess that would be nice. But like some that's like completely staged and it's just like, oh yeah, blah blah blah, very bad acting and all that. It's like cool because they're hunks of meat, but like, you know,
people, James.
They're hunks of meat.
They have jobs and families sometimes.
And their job is making that film.
That's fair. Number 26. Have you ever had an experience with your eyes closed?
Yes, absolutely. Because, like, oh, sometimes maybe not with my eyes closed, but even recently, like, within the last month, I know I had an experience where, like, I just put the pillow over my face because I could not bear looking at that person.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, jeez.
Sometimes we get desperate, man, and we're just like, yeah, just do it, and I'll put the pillow over my face and be like, nope, not looking at you.
Intensive therapy, just remember, intensive therapy.
Yeah.
I guess, yes, for me on this one, just, I don't know, I probably just in the moment, yeah, I guess, I don't really signify anything special with that, it's just kind of, it happens.
It's so. Just what you do.
You're just in the moment, and it just kind of happens. So.
I guess so. Number 27, have you ever blindfolded or handcuffed your partner?
You want to go first?
Yeah, I've done both. You gotta spice things up sometimes. That's all.
I definitely blindfolded.
Really? Huh? Would you like to go into detail?
I don't think I can. I don't think I can. I'm gonna leave that up to, you know, whatever someone thinks it means. I'm just gonna let them do with it what they will.
That's a valid point. I didn't know. I just, for some reason, I always think of vanilla.
Oh, no. That is definitely, definitely not my flavor.
Interesting. The more you know.
Yeah, I'm a man of many talents.
Oh, okay. Number 28. Does naughty talk get you aroused?
Yes.
I'm going to say no. I'm like, you can talk all you want. You can say I'm beautiful. You'll... Okay.
Is that naughty, though?
Okay, let me go back. You can say some things about me, but it don't mean nothing until you actually do it. Like I said, I'm more of a person of action. Like, you can talk all you want in the world, and nothing ever happens.
What? There's really a really funny saying. I'm trying to think of what it is. I think it, like, encompasses, like, you know that old saying, like, butter me up and call me a biscuit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, that's more like, I bet you said that. That's more just like, you know, to butter someone up, you know, saying like, hey, I need $20 or something.
I mean, that's, hey, you know what, you gotta do what you gotta do to get yourself into it in the moment, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
And that's just, it works for me, doesn't it? I'm not saying it has to work for everybody, but it
works. I'm more of a dollar makes me holla.
A dollar makes me holla, honey, little child.
Going off of that question, I promise you I did not read these questions, but number 29, it says, are you sure about that, my nasty little forest nymph of a intercourse goddess?
I don't know why you exchanged the word nasty. I feel like that made it worse.
You know, that's fair.
I don't like the fact that it's asking me if I'm sure once it just asked me that question. Yes, I'm sure. I would have pleaded the fifth if I was unsure in any context.
Well, maybe some people like me who said no, they're like, are you sure? And they said the little forest nymph part to be like, oh, okay, I bet this will arouse you. And it, in fact, did not.
Oh, I like that. Okay, never mind. I take that back. I do think it's, you know, I like that they put a little effort into this.
Yeah.
A fun creative way of asking you if you're sure about what you just said.
Exactly.
Number 30, what is the naughtiest thing someone's ever said to you during an experience?
I don't know. Most times I have it is like quiet. I'm not into that stuff where they say like, you know, father, if you can you can imagine the synonym for that, or like nasty stuff. Like, I just like it quiet, let the action do the talking, you know.
I'm so the reverse of that.
Oh, no, man, no. Like, the moment they start whispering, saying, like,
please
some
don't.
Other stuff.
I was going to say, we'll just leave it at that.
Like,
you like yours, you like to be very quiet, you like to have a very solemn experience. I'm the 100% 180 of that, and so I'll just leave it at that.
I'm just imagining some experiences where, like, that's happened.
We'll come back to this when we have our own recording equipment.
Okay.
We'll return. We'll do an updated version.
Okay.
Number 31, James, would you like to?
Have you ever watched another couple get it on without them knowing?
No.
Prison. What kind of question is that?
What?
Let me think now. I may have, actually. Oh, no. Without them knowing, no.
Okay, no. Fair enough. Moving on. Fair enough. My answer is no. Your answer is no.
Oh, look at the next question. 32. Have you ever watched another couple get it
with
on
their permission.
With their permission?
No.
Yes.
Moving on. Number 33, how would you respond if a couple approached you and asked you to be a third?
You know, I've gotten this many times,
Ruffles.
Actually. Yeah, that too. Like, I'm talking to someone who's in a triple right now, and they keep trying to convince me to get in a quadruple, I guess. But I'm like, no, I like too much attention. Like, it may seem like I'm just a loose body, and we'll sleep with anyone, and you may be right, but I still like when it, and like, I just prefer, like, when it comes to relationships, it should be, like, monogamous, and like, so right now, I can be hoeing, living my life, but like, there are some people I am talking to right now who may be the lucky number one. I mean, people, I mean, there's only
one.
There's only one strong contender right now.
Oh, that's also not all.
It's not all, it's good for James, goddammit, but
Okay, my answer is no.
I don't think I even answered the question. I got two approached in the background.
I even got asked to do that for money, and I still said no.
Oh, it says, how would you respond? Oh, if it was maybe for money, then I may
consider
it.
Dollar make James holla. So, moving on. What is the most flattering thing someone's ever said about you?
okay, I've gotten many compliments because I like my body, so I like it when other people like it. I always talk about my butt for some reason. I don't think I have a butt. That's like my least award-winning quality, but
I mean,
like...
comparison-wise, though, I don't like you saying that. You definitely do. I don't know. I can be sometimes very, like, not confident in my body. I don't know, because the thing is, for me, if I'm not into myself in that moment,
yeah,
how in God's name am I going to let somebody else be into it? And I think that's probably, you know, an area, you know, a problem area for me.
That's true.
I've definitely gotten plenty of compliments on my body. Granted, I might not agree with it, and that's fine. I really, you know, actually, this brings me to a point. I really hate when people compliment my eyes.
I mean, they're nice.
I just, well, the thing is, and that's, I hate when people compliment eyes just because, like, and this is just probably the fact that I'm a science major, and this is kind of a tangent, but you have no control over your eye color. I'm like, you can get your eyes dyed, and that's just really dangerous.
Or wear contacts.
You can get color contacts, but the thing is you have no control of that. Like, that's genetic.
That's true, but some other things are genetic. I mean, you can work out to, like, improve your body and all that, but I mean, some things are just pure genetic.
Like, people will tell me, like, you have such pretty blue eyes, and I'm just like... And I like brown eyes. Like, people always be hating on the brown eyes, and I love brown eyes.
Listen, my eyes are just dark abysses, and that probably describes my personality. But I personally think my best quality are my legs and my cheekbones. But, you know, I guess that's not very nude.
What
so
cheekbones?
First of all, look at this jawline.
That's fair. I have had people say that I have a nice jawline. I don't know. I've also been told I have a barrel chest, so my chest like is already naturally pretty formed, without me really doing much to it. Although, granted, sometimes I wish I was really flat chested, but I do have a barrel chest, so
I am very flat chested.
I'm so not. So for me, I would very much like people have complimented that, so I find that really it's kind of flattering.
That's nice, but it's always my butt, and I just don't agree. But whatever.
Moving on. Number 35. When was the last time you had a vivid dream?
Oh my gosh. I usually don't get vivid dreams, but believe it or not, I literally had one last night for like the first time in a while. And it was about the strong contender right now, the number one. So that kind of confirmed things for me, like, maybe I can start talking to this person more romantically.
How was your dream experience with that person?
It was lovely. I woke up and I was like, ooh, it's hot in here.
Fair enough. I don't really have anymore because I really don't dream in general. It's happened very sparingly over the years.
Yeah,
since
I
was like 13. I clearly couldn't pull up one like out of memory because it's just.
I can pull one up that always just disturbs me. It was when I was younger, and you know, like the Avatar people, the little blue people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. God! Don't make.
And I don't even like that movie.
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting
very
concept.
Interesting.
Interesting.
It was disturbing. I woke up angry.
I would have woke up disturbed.
There's also no, not even nope. We're just.
I can definitely
next question.
Tell you. I am, yeah. Moving on. We're just gonna move past number 36. James, would you like to read?
I was like, he's really about to do this. What do you think intercourse with multiple people would be like?
I'm never gonna experience it, so I don't think I'm ever gonna know.
I won't say I can't think because I know because I've done it before, so it's interesting. There's just a lot of bodies and a lot of heat and a lot of nasty.
Okay, moving forward.
Trauma.
Number 37, have you ever propositioned a total stranger? I mean, I feel like that's what I feel like that's just what Grindr is. Like, that's just you. I like the word proposition.
Yeah.
That's just you propositioning strangers at your will, at your leisure.
Listen, that's what that app was meant to do, so.
I mean, I have been propositioned before, and, you know, back in the day, years ago, I've taken people up on it, so.
Interesting.
You know, it'd be like that sometimes.
Number 38, what does your ideal one-night stand look like?
Ryan Reynolds?
I guess, okay, maybe not the person, but the experience overall.
Okay, that's also a fair question. I mean, I just want to enjoy myself and not feel rushed. I think that's another big thing for me. I hate feeling rushed. I hate feeling like I have to, like, be done by a certain time, or, like, mm-hmm. I have to leave by a certain time. Like, I just, you know, in addition to him looking like Ron Reynolds, I want to be able to go at my own pace.
That's fair. I mean, for me, I'm, like I said, I like attention and I like affection, because I live alone, so I don't get much, like, human contact. So, like, sometimes
you,
like,
you only get the contact when I send you an online game to play with me.
So, like, sometimes I'm like, you can stay the night, like, just sleep with me, affection. Sometimes we won't even have intercourse, we'll just watch a movie and just cuddle or something. That's a nice one night stand, I guess. But if it's the other type of one night stand, we can do to do, but I still expect to, like, you know, have that attention in the end.
That's fine.
Because at the end of the day, like, I may be sleeping around with a lot of people, but, like, I'm still looking for, like, that one person. And, like, I will admit, recently I have not done a lot. Like, in the past probably 2 or 3 months, I've probably only done it with, like, 3 people. So, go me!
Go,
we're
go
slowing
geez.
Down a lot. It used to be, like, 5 a week, maybe.
You're weaning your... Oh, my gosh! Well, I'm glad you're weaning yourself off of it.
Yes, yes. It's
like
a drug.
Like a caffeine addiction that you're just trying to quit.
You ain't lying.
Processed sugar, man.
Yep.
Moving on to number 39. How long does it take you to please yourself on average?
It depends, honestly. Like,
that's true. I feel like there is no one set time.
I mean, that could be if someone has a routine, but I like to spice things up, so it just depends.
See, even then though, like, every day is a different day.
That's
like,
true.
Your body is different every single day.
There's so one thing that will just
okay,
get it done. I'm not gonna go into detail, but I'd be like, there's
we all have that one thing.
Yes.
We all have that one thing, and that's
yes.
completely fair. And I will back that up and agree.
Mm-hmm.
I will also not go into detail, but fair enough.
Did you answer the question?
I told you there's not one set time.
Okay.
Every day is different. I really, like, I couldn't give an average time span because I just, you know, I wouldn't know what to say. But moving on to number 40, what is the weirdest thing that arouses you?
I don't know, weird, but I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's a really, like...
It's probably that one thing I just mentioned that just gets me going.
Maybe pick something else that you could go into detail with more so, not the one thing you're like, oh, you can't say it.
I mean, I can say it, I just...
No, I should say it. I think that's a conversation we always have after the fact.
Weird thing. How about you answer what I think?
Weirdest thing? I really have, like, a thing for guys with, like, really nice legs.
You know, it's kind of weird.
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, honestly, yeah, like, guys that are, like, really, like, guys that are involved in sports where, like, their legs
oh, yeah,
are really
the
developed.
Legs, yes.
Like that. Like, I find that really attractive, so.
I get that. Maybe me. It's not weird, but I don't know. I like
baseball players.
Pressure, if that makes sense. Like, when people, like, hug me or, like, hold me, I like it to be tight.
Contact?
Yeah, contact, but it can't be, like, loose because, I don't know, I'm ticklish. I'm very ticklish. So,
well,
like,
to be honest, though, we're meant to, like, find that kind of pressure, like, feeling to be comforting, so it makes sense.
Okay.
That's why people have, like, weighted blankets.
I like people with...
Or, like, if someone's having a panic attack, you're supposed to give them, like,
ooh,
you're supposed to hold them tight.
That is true.
It's like some parental, like, simulating some parental thing.
I like people with a really soothing voice, like the person I'm talking to right now.
Someone with a deep voice.
Yeah.
I know that's weird, but, like, people with, like,
yeah.
deep voices, because mine's so not deep, but, like,
yes.
a nice, like, Morgan Freeman.
Maybe not that
voice.
Deep.
Maybe not Morgan Freeman, like, not Morgan Freeman specifically, but, like, that type of voice, that, like, sultry voice, like...
Yeah, I mean, the person I'm talking to right now, he doesn't have, like, a D voice, so it's not, like, a normal voice, and I find it's very soothing and intriguing, and that's
mm-hmm.
another reason, like, the past 2 nights we've, like, FaceTimed, and I fell asleep both times, because we always FaceTime at, like,
you're
midnight.
Asleep?
Not, I mean, yeah, it's very soothing, but, like, I'm also just tired, so, yeah.
Okay.
But on to number 41.
On to number 41.
Have you ever had a vivid dream about a close friend or family member?
This is not the South. We are throwing out family. a close friend, I would say not a dream. Like, I think there's people you get friends with you can be attracted to, but I think that's kind of standard.
You can't really, like, control your dreams, though, so.
That's true. That's also conscious. So.
Yeah, so, yes, I have.
Fair enough.
You're saying no.
Heaven,
was that a plead, or you just said no?
No, I'm just saying no.
Okay.
Number 42. Have you ever woken up
with your pillow?
With your pillow.
Have you ever woken up getting it on with your pillow?
Fair enough. In some way.
The answer is no, because I'm not 5 years old, I guess. I don't know.
Not a dog.
Yeah, I'm not a dog.
No.
I use pillows for sleeping and sleeping only.
Maybe a body pillow if I just want something to hold on to, but never
mind. I use my body pillow so I don't have to touch the wall, because like I'm on the first floor, like my wall is like leading to the outside, so it's always cold and I roll over a lot, so like when I get there, my pillow's there instead of facing the cold wall and waking me up.
Oh, see, something I love, like having my back against like a cold, soothing
wall. No, my wall is freezing. Like, yeah. I touched it the other day, I was like, what the hell?
Why?
Because it's cold.
Number 43. When was the last time you
exploded?
Sure. In your sleep.
Probably when I was way younger and I couldn't control my hormones. But
that's fair. That's definitely fair.
Yeah, not any time in the recent
decade
maybe. Yeah,
I guess in the recent decade.
We were pretty young.
We were 11 in the decade.
Yeah, 10
yeah,
so yeah, maybe 12, within the decade, but not the recent
the,
5 years
at the
maybe.
Beginning of the decade. Yes.
Yeah,
not any time in the last like 8+ years.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, now it's only been like when I was living back in California. Maybe.
Well, I feel like for me, like I feel like my body, like everything else except for like my sex hormones, mm-hmm. changed first. So like I went through like maturity fairly quickly. So it was a very like brief time of like I was awkward and like my body changed, and then like the sex hormone part came with it.
And it was like, it's met time.
And it just switched. And then I grew eyebrows, and it was a whole time in life.
That's
and
funny.
That was just one of my many accomplishments in life, is
growing
eyebrows.
Yes. 44. What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you while hooking up?
Embarrassing?
Oh, I have a story, but I'm going to wait till you answer.
You can go first.
No, I think you should probably go.
Most embarrassing? Happening to me?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? I can't think of really anything that embarrassing that's happened. I just feel like with the territory, there's like a baseline of things that could like happen, but
gotcha.
Aside from that, nothing like extra weird has happened.
Okay,
so
let me give you some background info.
I'm scared of this
so,
story.
There's only mainly two ports of entry when having gay intercourse.
Oh my god, James.
It's either the mouth or your rooter. So, like, sometimes you have to be conscious and clean your router. And one time I did not. And you all know.
Literally.
What?
I said there's a baseline of problems that go with the dude.
And I'm going into that baseline. So, one time I was having intercourse with my partner, and it was a hot fudge sundae on his part, and we immediately stopped. And he just went to the restroom, and best believe I never... Oh, no, I wasn't driving at that time, so I still had to wait for him to get done, and he had to drive me home in silence. Yep, embarrassing.
Okay, I've also had that experience.
Yes.
But again, that just comes with the territory. Oh my god, James.
Listen, just get a douche or an animal, whatever it's called now.
Stop. Okay, moving forward to number 45.
Yes.
Oh my god. Do you like engaging with yourself in front of people that you are with?
Like besides having intercourse?
I guess. No. Besides that, no.
Yeah, no, I... No.
What kind of question is that? Maybe if they're really, like, invested in that, or, like, that's a thing for them, I guess maybe, but no. No.
Maybe. I don't know. That's a weird question. Whoever wrote these are a little nasty. I need to talk to them.
James, the title of it is Dirty Questions.
Yeah,
so.
But I can think of some dirty questions that's not that dirty.
That's
making
fair.
You think of incestuous stuff and all that.
Me, fair enough. Moving to 46. You want to read it?
46. What's the dirtiest text you've ever sent or received? Now,
Look at James' Grindr account. You tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty. But like a personal text message that I got.
Oh God, is this from?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. And I've shared it with most people. It was like, I just want to walk in and see you on all fours.
Stop.
Yep.
No. Yep. No.
And you know who it is.
Unfortunately.
And I was like, I just ignored that, y'all.
That's sometimes you just gotta delete it, like it never happened. Yeah. And if there's anything, what are you talking about? I never got a text.
That's true.
Moving on. Ever. Sadly, I've gotten the same text from that person.
Oh no, I see there's a trend here.
I see there's a theme. Oh yeah, I've definitely received the same caliber.
But did you act upon that caliber? I see you're pleading the fifth.
I'm gonna full sentence say yep.
Okay.
But that's fine.
Yeah. You were in a relationship at that time. It's fine and dandy.
I wasn't even in a relationship, but it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Moving on to number 47. Do you prefer professional or amateur films?
Okay, so this is...
I feel like there's a weird line, though. Like, because where is the line?
I mean, one taken with your iPhone 6, and the other one saying you're, like, in a full studio recording, you know.
Fair enough.
I mean, both of them equally do the job.
That's fair. No, both.
Sometimes I like the high quality because, like, sometimes you're a little occupied and your phone or laptop has to be stationary. And you can't be, like, flipping your phone upside down to see what's happening. So, you know.
It's true.
It depends.
That's true. Context. Context
yes,
is important.
Yes.
Right.
48. What's your favorite technique? Or, as Cupcake says, sloppy toppy.
Cupcake, I'm sorry.
Listen, she said it.
That's fair.
You know, Matt?
I'm gonna plead the fifth on that one.
Okay, well, I'm gonna just say one word. And we're just gonna end it at that. No. Pacifier. Next question.
Moving forward. Okay. Yeah.
You can read this one. I already know the answer, but.
Number 49. If you had to pick, would you be.
Dominant or submissive?
Yeah. Yep. James?
Honestly, in the gay community, you're either a dom. A sub or a verse, and I am a verse, which means I can do either or. So like, it just depends on my mood. Sometimes you just want to be dominated. Sometimes you want to be submissive.
Yeah, I lean more on the sub side. Moving on.
Cool.
Lastly, number 50. Is there anything that you wouldn't do?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Absolutely.
You know that thing where people like hot wax on them? I tried that once upon a time. Did not like it. We'll never do it again.
Using the right stuff.
I used a candle.
Was it the right kind of candle? There are special kinds of candles for that. You can't just do a random candle.
It's just like the stick candles, right? That you go
for. Well, there are certain kinds of candles that you use.
Listen, I just found a stick candle. I think, yeah, you know, probably not the right one, but it still hurt.
Fair enough. There is things I would not like to do, one of which is called a golden shower.
Oh no, water play in general, no.
No, we don't love that.
Fisting, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Some people are.
That's fine for them. I love that, you know, be yourself, be your truest self.
I hate that for them.
I hate that for me, because never
and,
in my life.
What else wouldn't I be able to try, or would not be willing to try?
I don't know, but I'm scared to death.
Ooh, like multiple people, but with a woman involved?
No. Women, no.
I've been asked. I'm like, no.
You straight couple ask you to be their third?
Yes.
No.
I'm like, no.
You out your mind.
Honestly, they be out their damn
strictly
mind.
Strictly dickly.
Yeah. I love that Casper movie.
Mostly ghostly. Yeah. Oh. I don't think Disney wants to be associated with us.
I can't believe we're getting a lawsuit from Disney.
That's, you know, hey, it'd be like that sometimes.
Listen, after this goes on Spotify, I'm just expecting to see many lawsuits.
We'll just take it down.
Yeah, we'll take it like a grain of salt. Water off a duck's back.
Yeah.
I do. Well, that concludes our 50 questions. Hopefully, you're not too traumatized.
Hopefully, you found some enlightenment in our answers and in what we didn't say.
Listen, we chose to do this instead of family like we promised last week because
we're
on break.
We need to spice it up.
Yeah. We thought we'd have more fun doing this, especially since we're on a little fall break right now, and we just wanted to diverge from our formalities.
Yeah.
But,
wow.
Yeah, hopefully you enjoyed it, and you'll tune in next week for whatever we decide to pull out of our ASS.
But for now, thank you so much for tuning in, and we hope you all have a great time with yourselves, your lives, and the things you like to do in bed.
Or with others, but especially yourself, because it's called self-care. Have a great night.
It's hard.